The Public News Service Daily Newscast for August 9th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The FBI executed a search warrant on Monday at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, the former president confirmed to CNN. Trump declined to say why the FBI agents were at Mar-a-Lago, but the former president said the raid was unannounced and they even broke into my safe. CNN quotes Trump as saying, "My beautiful home in Palm Beach, Florida is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents." They note that Trump was not in Florida at the time of the raid. The Justice Department declined to comment, as did the White House. Now to Albuquerque, a city thrown into the national spotlight after the ambush-like shootings of four Muslim men, three in the past 2 weeks, prompting President Biden to express outrage over what appears to be hate crimes.
The nation's largest nonprofit Muslim civil rights group, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, is offering a $10,000 reward to anyone who can provide information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the killings. Ibrahim Hooper, the council's national communications director, says the first killing last November seemed random, but that's clearly not the case.
It's just unprecedented that you would have these attacks over now more than 9 month period. Always in these cases, somebody knows something and they just need an incentive to come forward.
The most recent homicide occurred late Friday night. I'm Roz Brown.
Albuquerque has already recorded 75 homicides this year. It's a comparable number to 2021. That was the city's deadliest year on record. Early education in New York needs more support and better resources. That's according to a new report.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count data book found in the last decade, the number of kids ages 3 and 4 not in school remained the same at 41%. Rose Schufelt with Child Care Council, Inc. feels there are some options to help kids get the early start they need to succeed. One suggestion she has is that kids get good quality child care early.
Even parent supports and parent trainings, those types of things would be helpful. We have to start early and we have to get high quality early childhood providers the tools that they need to be able to provide those supports.
Schufelt feels early literacy programs, which Child Care Council supports, can be effective for kids early. The need is being reflected by the number of fourth graders not proficient in reading declining 2% from 2009. The report also found the number of eighth graders not proficient in math remained the same over the last decade. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is PNS. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill that could dramatically reduce prescription drug prices for older Americans.
The Inflation Reduction Act includes investments of nearly $370 billion in programs to reduce the effects of climate change, as well as changes aimed at capping prescription drug costs. Provisions in the bill would allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies and cap insulin copays at $35 a month for people with Medicare Part D. Kathy McCall with AARP Washington says there are other important parts as well.
It caps out-of-pocket prescription drug prices on Medicare Part D to $2,000 each year, which is going to be a huge financial relief to a lot of older Americans who pay so much more than that for their prescription drugs and continue to live. That's outrageous.
McCall believes there's a lot to celebrate in the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
And children's advocacy groups are sounding the alarm about the mental health struggles facing kids in Vermont.
The 2022 Kids Count data book released today highlights how children across the nation are struggling with anxiety and depression at unprecedented levels. Sarah Teal with Voices for Vermont's Children says data shows that between 2016 and 2020, the number of Vermont children ages 3 to 17 experiencing these issues rose by 40% to 19.2%.
The trend that predated the pandemic has gotten worse in terms of just the experiences that young people are having. And we need to look at ways to bring mental health support to children where they are.
Teal says that in Vermont's most recent youth risk behavior survey, 31% of high school students reported feeling sad or hopeless almost every day for at least 2 weeks in a row in 2018. Mary Sherman reporting.
The data book ranked Vermont fifth among states for overall child well-being. Finally, Mike Moen tells us restaurant workers have been fleeing the industry throughout what many call the Great Resignation.
The Restaurant Opportunity Centers United has been working to develop the Restaurant Workers' Bill of Rights. It seeks to provide livable wages, better access to health care, a safe work environment, and participation in governance. Justin Taylor, a restaurant worker and member of Rock United's Minnesota chapter, feels it's a comprehensive approach to longstanding issues.
I definitely think that this will be a fantastic way to fight the injustices that the restaurant workers have seen for a real long time now.
The proposal will be introduced to Congress in September, and organizers say months of outreach to restaurant workers across the U.S. helped determine what should go into the bill. Minnesota has seen nearly 20,000 people leave their establishments for different jobs.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard at great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.